From KUOW, it's The Record. With Steve Scherer, I'm Marcy Silman. A new federal report paints a dire picture of how climate change was affecting our warming planet. The report says mass extinctions, melting sea ice, and rising ocean levels will reach their tipping points much faster than scientists had previously written. Could be decades or maybe even a few years till we see some of those effects. The National Research Council report also calls for an early warning system to prepare for major events brought on by climate change. David Roberts is a staff writer for the Seattle-based environmental magazine Grist. He's currently on leave, but taking time to talk with us about this subject. Hi, David.
Hi.
Well, so we're hearing mass extinctions of species, melting sea ice, rising ocean levels. Isn't all this happening already?
Well, some of it is happening and some of it isn't. What the report is doing is trying to catalog what scientists call abrupt changes. I think when a lot of people imagine climate change, they just imagine this sort of slow incremental process, a degree, a decade, something like that. But the changes that scientists are really scared about is when you push certain natural systems over a threshold, they have what's called a phase shift into a different, a very abrupt and large change. And so a couple of examples of those are a species sort of can adapt to some changes up to a point, and then beyond that, they just can't, and the species dies out. Or another example is in West Antarctica, there's a gigantic ice sheet sitting mostly on land. And so it's slowly melting, but scientists fear that at some point it's going to reach a threshold and sort of crack and slide off en masse into the ocean, which would raise sea levels multiple feet almost overnight, which is like a disaster movie. So there's all these abrupt changes, and this report is an effort to sort of catalog them and examine what we know about them.
Does this report tell us how soon these things are going to start happening?
Well,
kind of scary.
Well, it depends on which one you're talking about. The good news is it's rare to find a climate report with any good news, but there is some good news in this one. Which is some of the feared abrupt changes are probably less likely to happen anytime soon. Like, for instance, a massive release of methane from melting permafrost up north. This was a worry for a long time, and scientists say that particular one probably isn't going to happen this century. But some other ones are we just don't know. And that's the terrible thing. We're sort of driving towards these cliffs, but we have no idea how close we are. So the report is a plea to monitor these things a little better than we're doing.
It also calls for an early warning system. What might that look like?
Well, for instance, with the Antarctic ice, we would do a much better job of monitoring its thickness, monitoring the amount of liquid beneath the ice, sort of doing a lot better and more modeling of ice dynamics. Mm-hmm. There's just not, for the amount of danger that these sudden changes pose, we're doing remarkably little to monitor and track them. So even just watching more closely and watching for those early warning signals.
So I can understand that we want to watch things like the ice and worry about rising sea levels. What does this report tell us about greenhouse gases and the efforts, however small they might be, to limit them?
Well, it doesn't. The report isn't mainly focused on mitigation, on reducing greenhouse gases. But when you have these abrupt changes in mind, you start to see that reducing greenhouse gases is not just sort of a dollar for a certain amount of benefit. It's a matter of risk reduction. We have these large, uncertain risks. So for every amount less you emit, you reduce that risk by some percentage.
I know that there were numbers in there that made no sense to me about overall caps, but there was a threshold that these scientists laid out that once, I guess it is another tipping point, once we see that much carbon dioxide floating around, that it's like putting our foot on the gas pedal?
Yeah, it's a little bit of guesswork at this point or estimation, but the number that scientists fear is 2 degrees centigrade temperature rise above pre-industrial levels, which amounts to, I think, 450 parts per million of carbon dioxide.
And that's where I got lost.
That's
David.
The number. Well, where all you need to know about that number is that we're rocketing toward it, and we're probably going to hit 450 within our lifetimes. And so we don't know that anything magical is going to happen right when we hit that number. That's just sort of scientists' best guess about when we start transitioning from these sort of slow incremental changes to these kind of fireworks, big, awful things happening.
So is this a situation of be afraid, be very afraid?
Well, you know, we could sit around being afraid or we could do something finally. You know, I mean, the amount of action that's taking place relative to this threat is so comical. So, you know, I think we'd all feel a little bit better if we were at least taking action.
Comically small. I know in Washington State, a bipartisan panel has been meeting. They have a deadline of the end of this month to come up with a plan. Is that in place yet?
Well,
at least proposed?
They hired a consultant, and the consultant is going to come up with a report recommending changes. And anyone who follows the climate issue can tell you what they're going to recommend, and they're going to tell you how the Republicans on that committee are going to respond, and they're going to tell you how the Republican-controlled Washington Senate is going to respond, which is a big fat no. That's my prediction. I'm putting it on record now.
David Roberts, staff writer on leave right now for the Seattle-based environmental magazine Grist. Thanks so much for coming in and explaining this for the elementary person in me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure.
It's The Record on KUOW.